not going to sell. You can't make him sell. No one can force him to sell. Yeah, actually, you can. And I'm really tired of hearing that you can't. Good morning to you. Good Monday morning. I'm Dan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports. This is Daily Shot of Pirates. It comes your way bright and early every weekday if you're into football and or hockey. And who could blame you at this point? I also offer daily shots of Steelers and Penguins where you found this. The Pirates, of course, made their own somewhat unwitting major headlines over the weekend with Brian Reynolds' camp making it known that he's requested a trade. He's done so probably not coincidentally in advance of the Major League Baseball winter meetings, which began yesterday in San Diego. They begin in earnest today. And all that I was able to contribute constructively to the conversation over the weekend was that now is a pretty good time to sell the team. Just sell the team. Just stop it. Just stop wasting everyone's time, everyone else's money, and pretending, charading, going through the motions that you're running a professional sports franchise, because you aren't. You aren't. This isn't about any sort of negotiation that might or might not have occurred between the team and Reynolds of late, because this contract should have been done 9 or 10 months ago. It should have been the top priority over Ke'Bryan Hayes. The reason that Hayes got done is because he took what I still consider to be, at the time it was signed, a lowball offer. What it's looking like now is different, but at the time, it looked like it was low, and Key just grabbed his pen and said, "Where do I sign?" And he signed. But you weren't going to do that with Reynolds. Reynolds is the better player. Reynolds is the far more reliable player. Reynolds operates on another level from Key. So even if the Pirates did, in fact, as they started leaking out over the weekend themselves, make Reynolds an offer that was above and beyond what Key got, my guess is that for Reynolds to have just turned away from it, and I mean turned away for good, in not only requesting the trade, but making very sure that it was known to everybody in advance of the winter meetings, then that deal probably wasn't the greatest. So fine, so sell the team. And if anyone is thinking, as I say that, to themselves, some sort of defeatist thought like, well, we can't do anything about it. There's no way, there's nobody that's going to make it happen. I'm pretty confident I'm about to change your mind. This portion of Daily Shot of Pirates is brought to you by our friends at North Shore Tavern. That's directly across Federal Street from PNC Park. It's home of Steak on a Stone, an eating experience, underscoring the word experience. The steak is brought to you partially cooked on an 800-degree stone, and you do the rest. It's a ton of fun, it's a great meal, and it's a baseball atmosphere like no other in Pittsburgh. North Shore Tavern, right across Federal Street from PNC Park. Get the government involved. I hear that one a lot. Yeah, because that often works on a lot of fronts. Let's by all means have the politicians get after this right away. It's not going to do anything at all. Mostly because they're only going to do it if they feel like there's a 100% chance they can succeed and that there's a 100% chance that it'll pay off for them. In what sense? Politically, of course, regardless of party. Get the media riled up. The media doesn't make news, ideally. The media reports news. If you were to do something aimed at forcing the owner to sell, okay, great. If I, media member, write, hey, this team needs to change owners. If I say it on a podcast, hey, this team needs to change owners, I'm expressing an opinion. That is very well within journalistic bounds. either one of them, written or spoken. But if I start drawing up, you know, protest banners and coming up with clever chants so that we can all walk across the Clemente Bridge and show up on the steps of Federal Street, then I'm the story. And that is not okay in journalism. You do it, I'll report it. And if you think it wouldn't make a difference, you are wrong. Let me just say that. I'm not advocating for it. My life slash my business isn't really affected all that much by whether or not the Pirates are great or they're terrible or you're cheering them or you're boycotting them. It just isn't. But I can say with great confidence that if Pirates fans took actions like this without, you know, depleting their own lives, you know, doing it 24/7 or hunger strikes or anything ridiculous like that, the amount of media attention that would be generated by this, I'm not just talking about me, of course, I'm talking about everybody, all the TV stations, it would become a national thing. When is the last time you have seen any team in the four major professional sports in North America get protested? When have you ever seen that? Do you have any idea how big a story this would be nationally? Do you have any idea how big a deal, more importantly, it would be in Pittsburgh? It's all anybody would be talking about. Do you know what kind of numbers you need? Let me fill you in on a little bit of back-end news business here. There was recently a protest on Grant Street downtown that involved an infinitely more serious matter that drew, and I say this respectfully, no more than 15 or 20 people. Every single TV station, radio station, print outlet was there covering it. Why? Because protests are news. Protests are big news, and they're made for TV. TV loves lazy, easy to cover news like that. Send a camera crew. It's predictable. It's visuals. That's why they go cover fires, because fires aren't going anywhere. You have the address. You go and you cover the fire. And hey, look, everybody, it's a fire. Who takes their eyes off a fire? This would be the number one story in our city for as long as it goes on. If you don't think it would affect the team, and if you don't think it would affect, let's say, outside entities, such as, for example, sponsors, advertisers who wouldn't want to have anything to do with a team that's being protested and getting negative headlines everywhere. And not just negative headlines like, what was Derek Shelton thinking pulling that picture? I'm talking about negative headlines as in, you shouldn't be owning this team. You need to go away. That is a big, 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 big deal. And I'm not wrong about this, but I also am not predicting that something like this will happen, because I know that human nature has become that everyone wants to fight their battles through the keyboard. Everyone's a keyboard warrior now. I guess you could say I am too. So what they'll do instead is wait and hope that someone else does it. But don't say there isn't a way. When we come back, J1Q. Today's J1Q comes from Tom Collins, who asks, as fans, can we be traded too? I respectfully request to be traded to a team that cares about winning. I mean, Tom, that's actually really funny and everything. But no, I am going to exercise my seriously doubtable authority as the guy who does this show all the time to veto your trade request. I am ordering you, Tom, to stay put. And here's why. By saying things like, and you didn't, but others do, I'm not going to pay a penny to walk into PNC Park and see this or that, or one red cent into Nutting's this or that, you're not achieving anything. You might feel built better about it, and that's fine. That's something. But you're not achieving anything toward improving the Pirates. You're just not. The stadium is empty. Oh no, what a message has been sent. It's expected to be empty. You haven't done a thing. However, if you or anyone else were to organize, were to get together, were to follow somebody somewhere in some kind of planned fashion, you'd make a massive difference. You'd make a massive difference. I don't know how much it would take, but I know that it can happen. How do I know this? Look, this doesn't have anything to do with sports. Look all over the world, man. This is how they've been getting stuff done since the dawn of time. It hasn't gone into a slump either. They don't always succeed right away. They can come with some pain. They involve some turbulence. And here again, I am respectfully referring to things that are infinitely more important than baseball in Pittsburgh. However, there are people who feel very passionately about it, who love the institution, who love what the Pirates as a thing represent, understanding that the current individual who owns the team is but a steward, and a lousy steward at that. So if you want to make a change, if you want to affect change, go ahead and do it. If you want to just say, hey, man, I'm out, or I'm not going to games, or I'm going to wait to see what the politicians do, or whatever it is that DK might do, or anybody else who's in the media, you're in for a long, miserable wait. And your team's not going to get better, and the legacy's not going to get restored. And the franchise of the great Roberto Clemente will continue to have its collective name dragged through the mud. So, hey, feel free to let me know. I'm the reporter. I'll come and report. I appreciate the question. I appreciate everyone listening to Daily Shot of Pirates. Let's do another one of these tomorrow.